Welcome to the Midday. I'm Stephanie Elkins in for Norman Gilliland today, and there's a quiz question coming up at 12:30 and some piano music after that. But at the moment, I would like to welcome two guests to the studio. That would be Andrew Abrams and Gail Becker. Andrew is the artistic director, and Gail Becker is the director of education for Capital City Theater. And they are getting ready for an upcoming production of the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Well, first I have to pull the curtain back a little bit because, Andrew, you have sat in the very seat that I am sitting in right now, and you have introduced music. And
we won't say how long ago that was, but yes, indeed.
You studied music here at the UW-Madison.
I did,
and
yes.
You had colleagues that have been here, Veronica Rickert, for example.
Yep.
And
mm-hmm.
Wow. So
I have a connection here, and I always love coming back any chance I get.
It was kind of funny because I didn't know that. I've been here 10 years, so it was longer than that.
And maybe.
When I sent you a note, we were getting ready for this. I said, well, do you need directions how to get in the building? And you sent back a note, well, if I need directions.
Then I must be getting old.
something is wrong.
Well, you know what's funny is I used to take the bridge across from Humanities, but now the bridge is gone, so I don't know if I know how to get there anymore.
Right. It's been demolished. Yeah. So, boy, this sounds like a wonderful production and a wonderful musical, but I want to ask you a general question about musicals. It seems like this is the time for musicals. I mean, musicals are all the rage, and Hamilton is maybe helping the whole rising tide lifts all boats kind of a thing. Are you finding that to be the case? Is it hot? Are kids into musicals?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. Hamilton is a big part of that, but I think even before that with, I think Glee and a couple of the...
Smash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those shows really started to get people reinterested in musical theater again, and colleges have actually seen a rise in their... the amount of students that are coming in to major in musical theater, and they have literally quadrupled between the 2010 and now. So
quadrupled,
yes. Yeah, like massive amounts of
wow,
people. Yeah, and more musical theater programs are sprouting up all over the country. And
yeah, we're actually offering not only some musical theater training programs, but we're offering a class that is just about how to get into college programs for musical theater.
No kidding.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sort of like the SAT prep, but
yeah, college prep. It's
college
called.
Of course, that's it.
No kidding.
Well attended, and kids are very interested in it, and the parents realize how much of a different beast it is to get into those schools, and it's working out well. So there's a lot of interest.
Well, it's a huge industry. It employs a lot of people, and it really is. And if you can get into it, it's kind of fun. It's also hard work, isn't it?
It is hard work, but also as part of the other industry of it, which is so exciting, is not only just the performing aspects. There's so many other stagecrafts that are really important for people to understand that there's, if you're interested in theater, not only do you have, you don't have to be a theater like performer, you can actually love design, you can love stagehand, you can love lighting, all that stuff. And even those industries and those careers are growing as well.
Over half of what we do with our company is education. We love putting on the shows and doing a season of professional shows, but education is so near and dear to both of our hearts as teachers. And we offer a lot.
And you're professional. You're an equity company. Is that
right,
correct?
Right. We hire equity actors. Not all of the actors in the shows are equity, but we hire a certain number, and we are what's called an SPT by equity standards, a small professional theater, which is a really great. We're part of that League of Regional Theater
group.
Yeah, we're
nice.
Very excited about that.
Well, tell us about this production.
Well, Spelling, I actually had a lot of connections to this show back in New York when I lived in New York, because one of the actors in it who plays the part of Barfay, which you're going to hear, I think we're going to hear.
Barfay?
Really? Barfy is, but he says in the show, there's an accent, Agu. and he keeps reminding them that because they keep saying his name wrong. The actor who played that, Dan Fogler, actually was my voice student for this show.
Oh, wow.
And then he went on and won the Tony Award for it. So I have a lot of connections to this show, so I got to see it a lot. And I just fell in love with it because it's such an honest piece of musical theater. It's not splashy, you know, a big production number, heightened. It's very, very normal in the sense that they are 10, 11-year-old kids. They're played by adults, wonderfully, I might add, but they're playing children. And you absolutely believe that they are these sort of misfit, very kind of intellectual,
prepubescent, brainy, nerdy kind of kids.
Yeah, they're the kids that you all fall in love with because they have these amazing gifts and they're so unique. And they just get to explore them and realize that, you know, inclusion is wonderful and everybody has a certain wonderful thing to bring to the table. And they all kind of get to explore that and find it. And
there's a lot of acceptance in this piece.
Which is great.
Sounds like the kind of kids that would listen to public radio.
Well, that's what we think.
Yeah.
I certainly did. and we've basically taken the Promenade Theater, the Promenade Hall in Overture, and turned it into a high school gymnasium. And when people come, there will be some audience members who are chosen, a few at random and a few chosen, who will come up on stage and be spellers with them.
Right. So this is all this set, the setting. It's a spelling bee.
Right. Literally a spelling bee.
It is. It's like the finals before they get to go to nationals. So
why don't we hear an excerpt from? Can you give us a feel for what we're going to hear?
Right. Well, this song is called Magic Foot. And Mr. Barfy / Barfay sings it because he actually spells, the only way that he's able to spell the words correctly is if he actually traces the words on the floor with his foot. All the kids have some quirk that helps them spell. His is that he, in cursive, writes the words on the floor with his foot. And this is the song about that.
All right.
Now watch this technique. He spells the word on the floor with his foot before speaking it aloud.
A magic foot, take me to the final round. A magic foot, barely lifted off the ground. A magic foot, I do it without making a sound. Magic foot, write the letter. A magic foot, write the perfect letter. A magic foot, it's an alphabet way to spell. Okay, let's see what we got here. Foot, H-A-S-E-N. Posse. B-F-E-F-F Possess E Or Let's About A magic foot. Be specific. A magic foot. It's terrific if you're not specific. Magic foot. I'm terrific when I make a word with my foot. Magic foot!
Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot! Magic foot!
Magic foot! Magic foot! Don't go kaput! Foot!
Magic foot!
Magic foot! Right the goddamn let down!
Magic foot!
I do the do the do the. It's an alphabet way to spell. A better way to
magic foot,
magic foot from the 25th annual 25th anniversary. Is it 25th annual?
Annual, yeah. As you hear in that, all the kids back him up. It's almost like there are many moments where they go sort of into their heads.
Right.
Into sort of a dreamland in their brains, and that's what he sees in his head is all these kids behind him doing a kick line.
So, and you mentioned that there are guests from the audience. Are they up there when some of these musical numbers break out?
Yes.
Or
They are.
How do they handle that?
They're guided by these actors.
Okay.
They're up there for about anywhere between 5 to 25 minutes.
Wow.
They do get to spell.
So you send them random, you give them random words to spell?
They're sort of planned,
but there's some. It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure, because if you get the word right, you stay, and maybe you sit through another musical number. If you get the word wrong, you sit down.
You're escorted out, back to your seat.
Are the words challenging?
Some are very challenging, yes.
Some are meant to be so challenging that no one could possibly get them.
Except perhaps my colleague Norman Gilliland, who is extremely smart and such a word guy, and I understand he's going to be one of the guest spellers.
Yeah,
he's going to be on opening night this Friday. He's going to be one of our guest spellers, guest spellers, along with Maestro John Demain.
Oh, wow.
So they're both going to be...
The two of them, Demain and Gilliland. Oh, boy.
I don't know if we'll get him off the stage.
Or who might be the better speller.
Exactly.
Right.
So that would be a lot of fun to see. I can't wait to see how that all happens.
I want to know what words you're going to give the two of them.
Yeah, that's kind of up to one of our actors and his discretion of what he's able to pick. So
it kind of happens in the moment. They have discretion then, right then and there.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, there's certain, in terms of, the structure of the show, they have to go at a fairly certain time. But if they get it right, that means they get to sit back down, and then we have to find another time to get them out. Mm-hmm. But so to speak.
They're all out by the end of Act 1.
Yeah, they're all done by the end of Act 1. But the person that gives the principal who gives the words has a huge list to choose from. Mm-hmm. And the humor really comes from the fact that they have to, we should say this because this is funny, they have to ask for the definition of the word, mm-hmm. and they have to ask for the word in a sentence.
No matter how hard or easy the word is.
And the sentences are absolutely hilarious. They're not like, I went to the store. They're like much funnier.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Yeah. Why don't we have one more musical excerpt?
Yeah. So this is called the I Love You song. This is probably the most sentimental, heartfelt song in the show.
Vulnerable.
Right. One of the characters, Olive, her mother is in an ashram in India, and you get the sense that the parents weren't getting along, and in her mind, they're together and in perfect harmony, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and it's all brought on by this word that she gets that sort of creates this idea. And
what's the word again?
Chimerical,
right.
Which means wildly fanciful.
Fanciful, yeah.
Highly unrealistic.
Right, okay. Chimerical.
Okay, we're not inviting you on.
You can't do it because you'll get all the words right.
Okay, here's the I Love You song.
Miss Ostrovsky, chimerical.
May I have a definition?
It means unreal, imaginary, visionary, wildly fanciful, highly unrealistic.
If I go to Washington, will I be on my own? Because if I go to Washington, who will be my chaperone?
I love you.
darling, be such fun. Mama, mama, mama. But you didn't react. And you never asked me if I'd join you in the Bombay sun. Mama, mama, mama. I had quietly packed. When are you returning? I know we agreed. Shanti and Om. I think he takes out on me what he wants to take out on you. Mama, mama, mama. How I wish you were home. How I wish you.
C-A-L. Highly unrealistic, wildly fanciful.
That is correct.
I love you.
The I Love You song. That is just, that's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful piece, yeah.
Yeah, it's really moving.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, too, when you listen to that, it really, it's a, the band is only five people.
Wow.
And it's, yeah, and that is five people on the recording. It's just that the way that they do the electronic stuff is really impressive.
Yeah. And you've got an impressive cast.
We do. We're very excited. We have it's nine people. We have three that are from Madison. We have three from New York, and we have three from Chicago.
That's a nice mix.
It is.
Yeah. Boy, that's really a great mix, kind of local and nationally known and Midwestern. And
yeah. And these roles, as you can imagine, are so specific. Mm. They have to be such specific types, and I think that they are. You can look at the cast and know exactly who they are, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in what we're talking about, and if you stumbled into this thinking you were going to hear classical music, we're listening to musical theater. It's the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and it's being produced in Madison starting Friday night, September 22nd, and it runs through October 1st, various times. And we have all of those posted on our calendar here at WPR.org. Just click on events in the menu bar across the top, and you can see all of the different dates and find all the details. And you've got a website as well.
We do. It's www.capitalcitytheater.org.
And capital with an A.
Yes, we always say Capital Theatre.
Yeah.
So people remember.
And it is a spelling thing.
Yeah. Capitol is the building.
Yeah.
Capital.
Theatre.
Theatre.
Yes.
The snooty British spelling.
Right.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And as you mentioned, Norman Gilliland will be in the cast on the opening night, right?
In a sense, yes. Yeah.
He'll be one of the spellers, one of the guest spellers.
He will be sitting up there with the cast on the bleachers.
I hope I can tell you. I hope you give him a challenging word.
Oh, we will.
Oh, yes.
Good. Well, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. Andrew Abrams and Gail Becker, artistic director and director of education, respectively. And
thank you so much.
Good luck with the production.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah.
It's great to be here.
Sounds like fun. And maybe you'll come back someday, Andrew.
Well, we will. Yeah. I'll be back.
Yes.
I'll be back.
That's it.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.